I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to not one, but two different guests.
Okay, I'm Paul Verdell, and I am an artist. I do portraiture, abstract, and still lifes as well.
My name is Yusuf Abdul-Latif, and I am an artist, working artist, educator, and I do different projects.
Yusuf and Paul are joining me today to talk about a new exciting organization, the Toledo Black Artist Coalition.
It's a group that was created out of a need. African American artists have been very prolific here in Toledo, like LaMaxi Glover, Marvin Vines, Ernie Jones, Will Clay, and countless many others that have paved the way for people like myself and other members of the coalition. This group is paying homage to that by working as a collective to make sure we hold certain institutions accountable in regards to representation, and also provide resources for artists as well.
The idea of keeping institutions accountable was the foundation for the creation of the Toledo Black Artist Coalition, or TBAC. It was back in early June of this year when the Toledo Museum of Art released an internal memo instructing its staff to take a neutral political stance in regards to the Black Lives Matter protests. This post immediately received criticism on social media. Peaceful protests were organized by Paul and Yusuf just outside of the museum.
Once the museum had apologized, you know, we were happy that they did, but we were like, all right, that's a first step. Now we have to go into working with them and working on, you know, helping the community more and creating an area for Black artists to thrive. And that's one of the things that we were pretty much doing.
The TBAC is new and is still finding ways to define itself, but they've already had a strong start for being open for only a month or two. They already have their first exhibition of art up and running at Owens Community College, and they're already planning for the future. Events, gallery openings, connections made between artists. It's a way to celebrate Toledo, to dig deeper with local artists and the spaces that are open to support them.
I have to say, man, like Toledo, I'm very fortunate to have had a lot of support, even, you know, with my parents, my family, but even like as a young artist at work, you know, a student or an apprentice with them, that's where I met folks like Audrey Johnson, who is a accomplished photographer here in Toledo, who also owned a gallery called the Tillman Gallery. And I got to meet her, and she introduced me to Jamil Lewis, who's passed away since, and Marvin Vines. You know, it was those type of spaces and looking, you know, seeking them out. Like the NAACP has the AXO competition each year, and I got to meet young folks and other creatives in the city through that. And we went out of town and we visited other cities and competed with other kids. So Toledo, we have it. It's here. It just needs to be highlighted.
You know, the Black experience is not always the same experience for everybody, but we're still connected. I think that we're trying to nurture that. We're trying to expose and nurture that. This city, the one reason I've stayed in the city for a while is I can create without there being too many roadblocks for me. And I think that that's one of the things we want to push to for everybody else here and give those opportunities or try to open the doors for those opportunities.
So for the TBAC, the road ahead looks bright to capitalize on the collaborations that are already happening in Toledo and to create new ones moving into the future. In a lot of ways, the TBAC is just the official name for what artists have been doing in the community for years.
Yeah, Yeah, it's, you know, one thing about Toledo, and I think it can be said for us, the creative community, and specifically African Americans, we do with what we have, you know, and we do a lot with it. And but it's just not highlighted. You know, it gets grouped and chunked with a lot of different initiatives. But I think it's important to say, hey, this needs to have some weight and support behind it. And I think this group is one that is trying to do that.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.